Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And we want to say good morning to Shauna Forsberg, who's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations at the Durham Museum over in Omaha. Good morning to you, Shauna.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. I'm looking forward to coming over to see at least one of the exhibits. You always have wonderful exhibits, but that costume exhibit is really kind of going, oh, got to see that. So tell us about that.
You know, it's really been a very popular exhibit. We're thrilled to have it here. It's called Cut Costume in the Cinema, and it comes to us from Crossprop, which is a London costume house, and basically they specialize in costuming for period films. So it really goes for, you know, through a full spectrum of the different types of clothing that people would have wore over a very long period of time. If you go back to Johnny Depp and, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, that's one of the pieces on display. But then also things like from the Duchess or from Netherland. And this group really is, the designs are so beautiful, and they really looked at it from a historical perspective and made sure it was accurate to the time frame. So people are just spending hours in the exhibit and really loving it.
Mm. You know, it's always amazing to me how the people who design those costumes really do take a look at the period of time, whichever time that is in history, and try to be very accurate with those costumes.
Yes, all the way down to the undergarments. They even show, you know, especially for women, you know, kind of the history of the corset. And it really did affect how people lived.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you were limited in your movements and obviously how much you could eat. But it did really show how, you know, clothing really not only showed where you were at as far as, you know, your state in the world, you know, how wealthy you were,
right,
or whatnot. But also kind of the difference between the way men and women were treated. And it's a very interesting look at history. We're finding, you know, lots of women, of course, love it just because of the fashion piece, but really men are enjoying the exhibit as well.
Oh, good. I'm sure people who put together exhibits know that you want a wide range of audiences. You don't want to just target one little small group. So you got to think about that.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if there's somebody who's really interested in history, I would think this would be a good exhibit to come to also.
Yeah, well, and there's just some really fantastic actors that are represented.
You know, yes.
The costume that they actually wore. So, of course, you know, people that are film enthusiasts,
yes,
or have a favorite actor or actress really love to come in and actually see something that one of their, you know, their favorites wore.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having
mm-hmm.
fun with that piece of it, too.
So how long is that exhibit there?
It's actually going to be here through April 26th. So it's here for quite a while. It's a longer exhibit for us. It actually opened in December, but the crowds are just continuing to be, you know, really strong, and we're thrilled to have it here for a longer period of time.
Now, sometimes you have events related to specific exhibits. Anything here up until April related,
you know,
to this?
Yes,
one?
We actually do. We have several things going on. We have a local costume designer that is doing a really fun presentation in March and talking about the art of costume design. Her name's Amanda Filner, and she really is quite a talented young woman. We always love to bring people in locally, and that's on Saturday, March 24th. And the nice thing about our lecture series is that if you pay admission to the museum, the lecture's free without admission, or if you're a member, of course, it's free as well as part of that. So if people would like to come to that, we just encourage them to call an RSVP, and again, that's on Saturday, March 21st, or 24th, forgive me.
Okay, March 24th, okay.
And then we also have A Century of Fashion, a woman named Sue McLean, who has really, she's basically put together her own archive of historic pieces, and she has a vintage fashion museum in Beatrice, Nebraska, and she's bringing in several of those items and talking about the evolution of fashion over time, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that presentation is in April, on April 10th. So, again, you need to RSVP for it just by calling the museum or emailing us, but a couple neat fashion shows going on.
Shauna, before we talk about another exhibit, we maybe should interrupt and say there may be some people who are listening going, the Durham Museum.
Oh, yes,
I don't know where that is or what that is, and it's certainly related to a lot of history in our area.
It is. You know, we're so blessed. We're located in Union Pacific's former Union Station, which before Amtrak was established, each of the rail systems had their own passenger stations and network. And UP being based here in Omaha, really this was their flagship station, and it's really considered one of the best examples of Art Deco architecture in the country. Mm-hmm. We're located close to the Old Market on 10th Street, just off the Viaduct. And the nice thing is, even though we're located downtown, there's free parking, and it's really an easy, accessible trip for people to come and visit us. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I come into Omaha and on the interstate, you know, just look over, you can see it from a distance away. You can see, oh, yeah, that's where I got to go. So it's easy to find. And while we're talking about that kind of thing, hours, what are the hours for the museum?
Yes, you know, we're open Tuesday through, this time of year we're open Tuesday through Sunday. And Tuesdays we're open a little bit later, so we're open from 10 to 8. And then Wednesday through Saturday, we're open from 10 to 5, and then Sunday, we're open from 1 to 5. So we do have, you know, a wide range of hours and try to make it accessible for as many people mm-hmm. to come as they can.
And if you wanted to be a member?
Yes, membership's a really nice thing. If you come with a family and come, you know, just even two times a year, you've paid for your membership. It's $55, and that starts from the month that you purchase it. So, you know, if you buy it here in February, it would be good through January
okay.
of next year.
Okay. Very
and
good.
It's $55 for a family, and an individual is $30.
Okay. And if you got computer connections, just put in your search
Durham Museum
there. Yeah, you don't even have the
absolutely.
.org. Just put in Durham Museum.
We have a really nice membership promotion running right now, too, where, you know, if you purchase a membership, you actually get a nice gift card to this cute little bakery called Bliss Bakery right down by our location on Leavenworth, and so you can come and have a wonderful cupcake after your trip to the museum.
All right, that sounds good. Okay, let's go on to, you have another exhibit, one that's moving on. You have lots of permanent exhibits that we could talk about, but I think you have another one that's just there for a certain period of time.
Yeah, we call them temporary exhibits. They're here for a period of time. We just opened one this Saturday called Drawn to Fashion, and it's basically a local tie to the Cut exhibit. We were fortunate to work with a woman named Mary Mitchell, who was a very well-known fashion illustrator in the 60s, 70s, and 80s here in our area. And she lovingly preserved all of her her drawings and her work from that period of time. And so we have 150 pieces from her collection, as well as we partnered with the University of Nebraska at Lincoln and actually have pieces from their collection as well, from their textile and design department, where you can come in and see pieces of or clothing from different time frames that would have been illustrated. And it's really just kind of a neat look back, not only into fashion, but art, because she really was a tremendous artist, and being able to, you know, show the differences between different fabrics and whatnot through her drawings, many of which would have been placed in you know, newspaper advertising and things like that. It's just kind of a neat glimpse back to our region's history when it comes to fashion.
Okay, and remember, folks, that there's something there for all ages. Take the kids. It's great just to kind of lounge around. It's an easy museum to go and visit. So the Durham Museum over there close to the Old Market in Omaha. And we want to thank you very much, Shauna Forsberg, for bringing us up to date.
Well, I very much appreciate it. We'd love to have your listeners come and visit. So thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, thank you. Until next time, here's a thought. You never know when you're making a memory.